So, is anyone here new to the group? I know that the two of you are. Anybody else new? Okay, anybody new to Vipassana meditation? Okay. So I'm going to offer a little bit of guidance at the beginning of our sit. And also at the end of our sit, we'll have a moment to stretch, and then I'll also offer a little guided meditation on metta, which is also translated as loving kindness meditation. And tonight, I'd like to talk about deep listening. So to begin, I invite you to enter a state of deep receptivity. Listening not merely to the words that I say, but to what's going on within you as I speak. So just sort of setting that intention as I begin, that you'll hear some words, but also you can have an intention around this to go within and listen to what's going on within you as you hear these words. And that brings up a little difference, actually it's a big difference, between listening and hearing. So hearing can be thought of as this receptivity where sounds come into our experience and we hear these sounds and we can't control, we can't turn the off switch on sound, right? And so we can enter into this state of receiving the sound, and that's hearing. Listening has an intentionality about it. When we listen, we're setting an intention to go beneath the sound and to really listen sometimes to the context in which the words are being said. Or we're listening, I've kind of set an intention for all of us to listen to what's going on inside of us. That's a little different than hearing. Right? So if you can discern the difference here between hearing and listening. And I'd like to use the sound of the bell to also kind of demonstrate this. And we'll be doing in today's talks a bunch of little mini practices together around deep listening so that we can really get into some of the subtle dimensions of deep listening. So I'm going to ring this bell, and I'd like you to do two things. Hear the sound, and as you're opening to the sound and just hearing it, see if you can also listen to the silence in which the bell, in which the sound arises. As you're listening, you'll notice that the sound shifts. So you're hearing sound, you're hearing it change. And you're listening for the silence. See if you can listen all the way to the point where all you hear is silence, right? So try it. Were any of you surprised by how long the sound kind of lasted? A little bit surprised, maybe. So one of the things that I'll encourage you to do in this talk and in other talks and other sits is see if you watch yourself when the bell rings at the end of a sit. Notice how there's like this eagerness to kind of like move about and shuffle and end the meditation. See if you can actually listen to the full cycle of the bell until you're into a place of silence. And then from there, go ahead and move around. So I noticed that the minute I ring the bell, there's just lots of shuffling. And me too, I start to like, okay, I'm gonna put the bell down and start moving into the next thing. But it's really different when we just sit with the bell through its full sound. So into the silence, into that space of silence. Okay, so meditation teacher Gil Fronsdale offers a powerful metaphor to listening both within ourselves and listening to others and the world around us. He says, imagine yourself standing in front of a great wall, stretching far to the right and far to the left. In the middle is a closed door. You open the door and step through. On the other side of the wall is a vast sky and a great panorama of mountains and valleys receding toward a far distant horizon. From this view, you appreciate the great vastness and spaciousness of the world. Then you turn around and step back through the door to the other side of the wall. Standing on the other side, you see that here is a vista of a vast ocean sprinkled with beautiful islands. In fact, on either side of the door, there is an equally wide, large world to be explored and studied. Listening can be understood as the door between the two vast worlds, the world outside of yourself and the world inside of yourself. The first is what your ears can hear. The second is what is going on in your body, mind, and heart as you listen. To practice mindful listening is to reside in the doorway between these two worlds so you can be attentive and wise in both. So tonight we'll be exploring this deep listening within and deep listening to the world seemingly outside. So to begin with, deep listening within. And this is actually our basic mindfulness practice, where we're basically listening to what's arising and passing in our experience, whether it's perceptions like sound, or sight, or any of the perceptions, or it's physical sensations. We're listening within to our body as the arising and passing of physical sensations, or thoughts as they arise and pass, or emotions. And so I'd like to look at each of these and do some practices together. So we can begin with listening as a mindful practice, listening to the perception of sound, and listening within to the sounds. So if everybody, I kind of invite you to close your eyes so we can bring our attention to the sound. Just open up, noticing any sound that's arising in your experience. Do not imagine, name, or analyze the sounds. As names arise, release them and return to the sounds. Let the sounds come to you and touch your eardrums. As thoughts, emotions, memories, associations arise in your mind, notice them. Gently let go and return to the sounds. Notice how the sounds arise and fall away. Don't grasp at sounds and don't reject the sounds. If there's no sound, listen and rest in the silence. So, deep listening is also listening to the body. Our bodies tell the truth. It's actually the quickest, maybe the quickest portal into the present moment is through our bodies. They're always here. The sensations are here now. They don't live in the past. They don't live in the future. All physical sensations are occurring in the present moment, and so they're a wonderful way of bringing your attention to presence. So here's another brief practice that we can do together. Again, I invite you to close your eyes. We'll do a brief body scan. So notice any tension in your body. Scanning from your toes and through your legs and up through your body, back, abdomen, chest, into your shoulders and arms, neck, and the head. Noticing any tension that you're holding. And listen for what any of the tightness may be saying or indicating for you to pay attention to. You might be surprised by where you're holding some tension. There's some places that we tend to ignore, like the jaw, or you might notice tension in ears, some places you don't think about. But do a scan, noticing any tension. And then pay attention to that and see what that tightness might be indicating. This is deep listening to your body. All of these practices can also be spent in your own time for extended periods of meditation practice. But just to give you a little taste during this Dharma talk. We can also, as we look, as we deep listen within, we can deep listen to thoughts. See if you can, again, closing your eyes, notice the silence or the space between two thoughts. See if you can listen to that silence. All of these little mini practices that we just did could be a whole entire sit. In Vipassana, which is translated as insight meditation, we tend to focus on the breath as an anchor into present moment awareness. But you could use any of these areas of deep listening as your anchor into present moment awareness. the space between the thoughts, your body. We use the breath, but you could use any part of your body. And if you're having any particular tension in the body, try using it as the point of focus for your sit and see what happens with that. Listening deeply. And then, of course, sound. You can use sound as the point of focus to anchor you into present moment awareness. So I also wanted to mention that you can deep listen to emotions. So we can carefully listen to the relationship between our thoughts and the sensations that arise in our body. That's one way of thinking about emotions, that emotions have a thought element to them and a body, physical element to them. And we can watch and listen to those emotions and how they play out in our thoughts and the relationship between the thoughts and the physical sensations. So now I'd like to move on to deep listening to others. So listening puts us in a state of openness, like I said, receptivity, and learning. And the Dalai Lama has said, when you talk, you are only repeating what you already know. But if you listen, you may learn something new. So through listening, we may more easily enter a beginner's mind. And this is an open, non-judgmental receptivity to the moment, right? Mark Nepo, another meditation teacher and writing teacher, has said, the many ways to listen have been reaching into me for years. To enter deep listening, I've had to learn how to keep emptying and opening, how to keep beginning. I've had to lean into all I don't understand, accepting that I am changed by what I hear. And deep listening to another is an amazing act of empathy and compassion. So Thich Nhat Hanh, the Zen Buddhist master from Vietnam, has said, deep listening is the kind of listening that can help relieve the suffering of another person. You can call it compassionate listening. You listen with only one purpose: to help him or her to empty his heart. Even if she says things that are full of wrong perceptions, full of bitterness, you are still capable of continuing to listen with compassion. Because you know that listening like that, you give the person a chance to suffer less. You might consider a time when you were suffering and what was most helpful during that period. Consider all the different individuals who tried to help. And those who offered their advice may have had very good intentions. They really want help. But what's the difference in your experience when advice is given versus those who simply listen to you and open the space for your pain to unfold? Many of us are uncomfortable with silence. So notice any tendency that you may have to fill up the space with sound. And what happens when we bring silence to these kind of spaces, or a silent presence to that space? And so just reflecting in your own lives, when you've offered that to others and when others have offered that kind of silent presence to you, and how meaningful that can be in your life. I like giving this Dharma talk on deep listening because I could take long pauses. I'll take another one. Paula Underwood, clan mother of the Turtle Clan of the Iroquois Nation, explains, Deep listening as the ability to know people's hearts. Valuing listening as a child, Paula got proficient at repeating what others said to her verbatim. One day, an elderly neighbor came by her home wanting to talk and share his stories. Paula listened and repeated the old man's stories back to her dad. "You're getting pretty good at that. Did you hear his heart?" her father asked. Her father explained, "He is very lonely and comes and shares his memories with you again and again because he's asking you to keep him company in his memories." Paula came to realize, my heart echoed his heart. And when you can listen at that level, then you can hear not only the people. If you really pay attention, you can hear what the universe is saying. So now I want to turn toward kind of deep listening to the collective human pain. So, and we'll talk about some more uplifting things after that. So Thich Nhat Hanh views listening as a powerful form of social change. He says, wrong perceptions cannot be removed by guns and bombs. They should be removed by deep listening, compassionate listening, and loving space. So I'd like to offer two examples. As a sociologist, I can't help but to get into some of this as well, make some connections. So when the Black Lives Movement began, there was a sudden backlash, and even some of us here may have said some such things as, all lives matter. And while that might be true, what happens when we don't give space to really hear the deeper pain behind such messages? What happens when we try to fill the space, analyze, or react without truly listening to these messages, the pain and the suffering being expressed by groups of people? And in my world, in academia, there's just this instant desire to fill up all the space with analysis. How do we deep listen to groups and really hear their messages? And can we listen to the deeper pain being expressed by those whose messages may offend us? What about messages like build the wall? Surveys have indicated that those rallying around messages of exclusion and anti-immigration sentiment are primarily white, older men with lower levels of education and income. They primarily believe that immigrants and free trade deals have harmed their earning power. And many of them have lost their jobs during this great recession. So it's commonly feared that listening deeply and trying to understand the pain that motivates actions of prejudice and discrimination means that we're validating hate. That's the big concern, that if we listen to these messages, then somehow we're validating them. However, through listening deeply and seeking to understand the underlying pain and suffering that motivates such hurtful actions, we have opportunity then to address the underlying pain, wherever it may show up in our lives. So we're giving ourselves a choice when we do that. When we deep listen, we're opening up the possibilities for social change and for compassionate, deep listening. Finally, I want to end tonight with considering deep listening to the more than human world. So when we're really quiet and we get out of our own way, what can we hear? What do we hear? So, you know, sometimes I go on walks outside daily. And there's a really big difference between when I'm just consumed in my own little thought world and thought bubble, and I'll take a whole walk and not really be present with the trees and the animals and the ground and the the earth that I'm immersed in, right? And I'll just be off in some other world and not present with that more than human dimension. And then the radical difference, when I intend, and this is where listening comes in, when I set this intention to listen, to deeply listen to the world around me. And so I'll go on those walks, and suddenly I start to attune to a totally different rhythm than I've been in my little thought bubble, where usually those thoughts are very compulsive, they're very, they can be neurotic, they take on a different tone. But when I'm deep listening and I've set this intention and I'm open to the world around me, suddenly I see that the rhythms that are happening around me are quite different from the rhythm of my mind or the rhythm of my interactions with the human dimension. So I'll listen to the birds, right? And if I'm able to really deep listen, I'm not placing onto them, onto the birds, what I want them to sound like, right? Or I'm not placing my ideals of, oh, the birds are so beautiful, they make all these sounds. I'm really listening to their rhythms and their interactions. Some of them actually are quite frenetic, you know? And then other times there's like these deep lulls and silences, and then there's more activity and the different types of birds and the different rhythms of the different kinds. So being able to kind of tune in to really what's happening now in this more than human world, and deep listening in that space of receptivity, and what a difference that makes. So just considering, how can you go out and commune with the more than human world and really listen, and being an awake, aware presence in that world? And it's similar to other forms of listening. We're not filling the space with our own thoughts. We're not giving advice or telling others what to do. We're not creating a whole plan for how to protect this part of the forest. We're just listening to it. And we're listening to the silence, just as we would listen within ourselves. We can listen to the silence, the sounds, hearing the sounds, and listening to the silence that is underlying all that sound, both within and without. Opening and receptive and allowing. So, with that, I think I'll ring the bell, and then we can transition to a sit. So I encourage you to listen to the sound of the bell and then move around.